Hey everybody, today I watched Carol, directed by Todd Haynes and starring Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. And it's a pretty great film. It has the highest ratio of me being interested in not a lot happening. By far the least action of any film I've watched recently, as far as, like, you know, the movies I usually watch have, like, spaceships flying around, or explosions, or gunfights, or even just, brawls in bars and stuff like that. This film doesn't really have any of that. There's a bit of a tussle in one scene, and a determined barging in, but that's really about it as far as, like, action goes. So the story is very interesting, and our two lead actresses are phenomenal. And I really enjoyed it. It's the story of a girl named Therese who meets a lady named Carol. And despite the movie, the first half of the movie taking place around Christmas time, the film is named after Carol, the character, and is not a reference to Christmas carols. And I appreciate that there weren't any Christmas carols in the film, because that's probably my least favorite thing about Christmas films. Anyway, this is the best Christmas film in which Jack Lacey appears. Is that his name? I think it's Jack. Might be something else. Plop. From The Office. Also known as New Jim. He is also in Love the Coopers. I keep wanting to call it Meet the Coopers. Anyway, don't go see that movie. Go see Carol instead. It's about 78,000 times better. She meets Carol at her job, and things kind of go from there. And I was a little bit confused at the beginning, because we have a bit of a flash-forward beginning, which, I don't know. I don't know if I like that. And it took a long time to get back to that point, to confirm that that's what was happening. Because I was confused for the first few minutes. Also, I don't know if it's the actual product or if it was just the presentation of it. It seemed really dark. The projection of it at this theater didn't seem correct. And that kind of put me off a little bit. I felt like I was trying really hard to see the screen. And I was pretty near the front. I wasn't very far away from it. It was just seemed very dark and possibly out of focus. But I didn't really notice it towards the end, so I either got used to it, or it was only an issue in the beginning of the film. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I don't think I'll see this in the theater again, to be able to confirm that. And I also don't think it's playing at any other theaters nearby, so that would be the real test to see it in a different theater. And if it has the same issues. Anyway, I'm talking about the technical projection of the film. That's not representative of how good the film itself is. Nothing particularly special about the look of the film, I thought. I mean, it's a period piece. I'm not sure what period exactly. I want to say probably... Oh, I'm not sure. I don't even know. Maybe the... Is it the 50s, maybe? I'm sticking with the 50s. I'll look that up. Also, both of our leading ladies were nominated for the Golden Globes, which is probably over by now. It was tonight. And I left before finding out most of the people who won. So I'm excited to see. I think if either of them win, Rooney or Kate, it's well deserved because they were both great to watch on screen. They played those characters extremely well. And again, not a lot actually happening in this movie, but it was still extremely interesting to watch. Okay, so that's it. Also, what's his name? Who's on Bloodline? Kyle Chandler. Thought he did a really great job. I didn't really like his character, but I think that was pretty much the point. Yeah. Oh, and the one guy that they meet on their travels, I really enjoyed his couple of scenes. Do you have popular photography? Popular photography? And he's like, oh, of course I don't. I realize that doesn't really even make sense how I tried to explain that. But anyway, great movie. Check it out in the theater if you can, so you can, and let me know if it seems really dark in the beginning of the film. Or even if you get it online or whatever, let me know if you thought that. Because if it is an actual problem with the movie itself, then we'd be able to see it on home video. Anyway, okay, that's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Go see Carol, and let me know what you thought about it by tweeting me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. That's todayiwatched.com, past tense of watched. I realize it's, my enunciation isn't clear enough to differentiate that from it, todayiwatched.com, todayiwatched.com. I have to add that extra little D in there. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you later.